everybody's talking about it, but is the conversation a little bit exaggerated on the side of the Pentagon? I'll explain what I mean by that. BP, meanwhile, busts out the stick. They get rid of the CEO, Tony Hayward, and instead pick up an American after the disaster at the Gulf of Mexico. Although don't cry any tears for Hayward. He'll end up probably in a much better position in the company in some form or fashion. He's already been nominated for a position that would include the work that BP is doing, a joint venture with Russia. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney's my name, and then this show is America Tonight. We look at this as a different approach at things that are happening across the United States and elsewhere outside our borders. And you mash it all together and it amounts to one thing, water cooler buzz. Everybody has an opinion. I don't care who you are and what you say you are, because, you know, we're all about labels, right? So if you call yourself an extremely liberal person or an extremely conservative person, you're welcome on this show. I always invite everybody to throw in their say at 800-259-5791. You can tap into the email, too, at americatonight.net. All right, so here's the scoop. If you haven't heard the deal on the WikiLeaks thing, it's worth treading down that territory once again. The gist of it is that WikiLeaks.org, they come up with documents, things that you don't know. They're a whistleblowing kind of website, I guess, is a way to describe it. What's happened as a result of that is now the Afghanistan war, there are a slew of classified documents, okay? A crazy amount of documents, if you ask me. So 92,000 plus, to be exact, that's the stuff that was posted. Most of it, or a chunk of it anyway, I won't say most of it, but a big chunk of it, slanted or showing what's happened in the Afghanistan war as far as casualties and the people in Afghanistan. So the question is, what's happening with the troops and the rules of engagement and whatever. The Defense Department now is conducting what they call a damage assessment on the leak to find out just what it all means. And officially they released a statement that it would take probably days, maybe weeks. I'm leaning toward weeks. How about you? Be a safe bet to say that's what's going to happen. And WikiLeaks is overwhelmed. In fact, I think it almost crashed or was hard to access because so many people were curious as to what the documents said. The source of the leak is still a big fat question mark. The military has detained, as of now, an army soldier in Kuwait for transmitting classified information. But the latest documents could have come from any one who had a secret level clearance. And I'm assuming the military knows how to find out who leaked these documents. That's the first thing. I mean, does that make you wonder, right? Is classified documents to that amount? Who's sending these documents? So the White House, Pakistan, and England have all condemned WikiLeaks for releasing the classified documents. And it's one of the largest, by the way, unauthorized disclosures, we'll call it. How about embarrassments in military history? The Afghan government said it was shocked at the release, but insisted that most of the information was not new. Well, not new to them, naturally. The documents, and this is what you want to know, the documents cover some known aspects of this 9-year war in Afghanistan, and also maybe some other things, some specifics that you don't know. Afghans have been killed by accident. The U.S. has been infuriated by what the Pakistani intelligence has done with the insurgent groups like the Taliban who want to kill and slaughter Americans. But we knew that. We knew what was going on there. And it also did include unreported things that happened in the field with Afghan civilians and their deaths and covert operations against Taliban shadowy figures. So, you know, the guy behind WikiLeaks has said, we've only really scratched the surface. We've got more, and we're still looking at them before we release them. And this is the whole thing. The belief is, according to the guy who's running WikiLeaks, that there are thousands of U.S. attacks in Afghanistan that probably should be investigated for evidence of war crimes. But at the same time saying that those kind of claims would have to be tested in court. And that's the gist of it. What would be the angle of WikiLeaks? That's, you know, hey, you can put up a bunch of classified documents, but if there's nothing juicy in it, what's the sense of that? So the purpose of WikiLeaks was to nail some of these soldiers, was to nail the government and the ops, and more than anything, the soldiers. It would come down to the soldiers, because that's what some of it would show, including, remember this whole big thing that blew up, the leak of the helicopter cockpit video of the firefight in Baghdad 3 years ago that was blamed on Bradley Manning, the 22-year-old from Maryland. He was charged with releasing classified information earlier this month, in the beginning of July, when he bragged online that he downloaded 260,000 U.S. cables and transmitted them to WikiLeaks.org. What a dope. So in comparing the impact, he says that the material they have now is that much bigger, is that much better, and that people would probably come forward once they started to read this stuff. So those are pretty big claims, and that means to me that maybe there's more to what these documents actually contained. But it's stupidity on the part of the government, I think. And who issues the clearances for the military folks that have access to it? And I bet you there's a lot of people that have access to it. How many people get that clearance where they would be able to tap into it? And there has to be many more than you would think if that many documents were released. I mean, it only takes one person, and that's probably what it is, one person who's decided to release it. But the damage is the question. How bad is the damage? Does this do anything to hurt the efforts in Afghanistan? Speaking of that, quickly, I'm going to jump to this as a follow-up. Remember, we were talking about last week the U.S. doing these exercises with South Korea to show North Korea, hey, screw you. You sunk the ship, we know you did, and you killed 46 sailors. So we're not going to stand for it. So we're going to have four-day military exercises right in front of your face on the USS George Washington, a super carrier that has about 70 planes and other aircraft and 5,000 sailors and aviators. So what do you think about that? To which North Korea said, don't you dare, you do it, and we're gonna do something you're not gonna like. So far they haven't done anything. I'd liken it to a sucker punch from the North Koreans. And hey, I think they need to be put in their place anyway. It's about time, right? Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website, yet your sinusitis is still a problem. Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself? Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount? Okay, here it comes. But first, the facts. 67 other products merely treat symptoms, and not the cause of sinus problems. And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh. Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh. Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount. But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers. Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle. Mention GCN. Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
To the metal here on Odds and Ends. Let's get you caught up. If you haven't turned a paper, maybe you're not turning many papers these days, or you haven't even clicked on the internet or watched that cutie Katie Couric. Some guy that I'm friends with in news business said, "Hey, Katie Couric's probably going back to NBC. What do you think about that?" She had nothing but trouble in anchoring the CBS Evening News. She never really fit in that spot. Boom, that's your answer. Bobby B, because I know you're listening now to what we're saying here on the air. But that has nothing to do with Odds and Ends. The gist of Odds and Ends is we take you to a couple of different places, and they're odds and ends. So here are some of them. One, there was a no-hitter in baseball. How about that? Yeah. And you might know the name, you might not. Tampa Bay Rays. This is what's significant. It's historic because they haven't had a no-hitter, and now they can finally boast about the fact that they have a no-hitter. How exciting. No-hitters are, if you're a baseball fan, man, no-hitters are the best, because that means basically, well, it doesn't mean basically, it means nobody could get hit your stuff. And you talk about bragging rights, that's serious bragging rights to get a no-no. So, finally, Matt Garz is the guy who does it for Tampa Bay. It's the season's fifth no-hitter, and the Rays had a crazy amount of no-hitters pitched against them, and now it's just the Padres and the Mets in baseball who can say that they've never had any of their pitchers throw a no-no. So good for Garza. I think that's big, exciting news for that franchise. Also, if you happen to be going to a baseball game, you might want to take, depending on where you live, especially if we're talking about Florida, because that's Tampa Bay. I'm going to Florida next week. Ironically, they're having a little bit of a mosquito problem, And the problem with the mosquitoes is this thing called dengue fever. So this is Dr. Richard Besser talking about the fever and the mosquitoes.
There are about 350 types of mosquitoes. The type of mosquito that can transmit dengue is found all over the southeast and around to Texas. So, you know, the opportunity is there for it to spread.
Great. So I've got all kinds of chances to try to ward off this fever. I'm not a big fan of the mosquitoes anyway. Remember when the whole West Nile came out? I was back east, and I was in New Jersey and New York, and I'm not kidding you. It's like every week on the news, West Nile outbreak possibilities, and it would always be in some town nearby, and they would make you think that this was it. If you got bit by a mosquito, you were going down. It was like you were in the Amazon, and some big creature had gotten a hold of you. But I guess it's smart to take the precautions. Matt, do the mosquitoes like you in general? You know, I think some people have that blood type. Somebody told me the other day, and for people listening, I think this is interesting, that if you're out in the backyard drinking a couple cold ones, hanging out with the buddies, grilling, whatever, there's always somebody who's the mosquitoes seem to be attracted to, and it's because of blood type, I heard.
Yeah, I've got a buddy over the weekend because we were grilling out in my buddy's backyard, and he's one of those people that just, the mosquitoes just, I don't know what it is, but they just attracted him, and he ended up with thousands of bites. It was pretty nasty.
Thousands.
And because we're not smart enough to bring bug spray out with us, obviously. But myself, it's not like I ward them off, but I typically don't get bit that much.
Right, so you have a better blood type if that's true.
I'm just superior, I guess.
We're going to find out about that because I think that's interesting that it might be a blood type thing partially as to why one person gets bit and the other person doesn't get as many bites.
I don't know, but I know that we finally, because we did this on two different nights, and the second night we got smarter and we got the little, I don't know, I think... It's off, I think, that makes it. And it's the clip-on
Fogger?
Fan kind of
deal.
Oh,
yeah.
We didn't clip it on or anything. We just set it on the table. And it seemed to work pretty good, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's something you can use. Here's another tip. I got a fogger. It's under $100, but if you're going to be spend any time in the backyard and it's got a propane thing you put on the back of it, you just got to go get some propane, like the kind you use for camping, and you put it in the machine and you fog. And that's what happens. The smoke comes out, the fog comes out, and it kills them for at least 3 or 4 hours. It's great because it works if you have people coming over or whatever, even yourself, if you go out into the back and you have the mosquito problem. I know in a lot of places because of the rain and then the dryness and then the rain and the dryness that a lot of people are complaining about an increase in mosquitoes, which would explain why there's some more possibilities. You just heard the doctor talking about it there of getting something, getting the fever, getting some other possibility of what the mosquito carries.
So I just did some crack research with the other guys in the research department here at ATN.
Oh, sure. Amazing.
And apparently it's type O that attracts the most mosquitoes.
Oh, type O attracts the most.
So,
okay.
There you go.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to learn on America Tonight. If you have that blood type, then that might explain the reason why you're the person who's always getting bit. Oh, here's another odd one for you and an end as well. The city council on Monday in San Diego banned what they call flotopia parties, where people booze it up on inner tubes offshore. And they're saying no more alcohol. They closed a loophole in a beach alcohol ban. Voters banned drinking on the beach in November of 2008. Occasionally, people gather a few feet offshore on a really cool place that I've been to a couple times. It's beautiful, Mission Bay, because they'll hang out on, I know what they're talking about, they'll hang out on inner tubes and surfboards and rafts, and they float. And the reason they do that, they're offshore, like maybe 3 miles offshore, so they can say, well, we're not on the beach. Not so fast. The San Diego City Council got wise, and they decided that we can't allow this anymore. And you know why they can't allow it? Because we're not talking about a couple of dudes on a surfboard. We're talking about 6,000 people on these boards and on rafts and everything out there drinking. So because of that, they've had 66 water rescues. Beer cans are dumped into the bay, which is, that's sad. That's awful because it's a pretty, pretty beach. And then trash is left behind. See, it's always some dumbo who ruins it for everybody else. And then it's spread, and so the whole booze on the beach thing is now ixnayed. You're not going to be able to do that if you go to San Diego and you were bringing your surfboard so you could go out with all the other nuts and hang out for a particular length of time and then eventually paddle in. I think it's incredible, frankly, that it grew to 6,000. 6,000 people in whatever floating device trying to get out 3 miles out so they could be part of it. And finally, we end on this one, and it has to do with gambling. Pennsylvania has collected more in taxes from commercial casino gambling than any other state. Woo! Wouldn't you think Nevada would fall into that? It turns out that the revenue from commercial casinos approached $1.1 billion in the year that ended June 30th. Indiana was second with $878 million. And where did Nevada fall in all of this? Third. If you asked me that question, if you tried to quiz me on it, I would have immediately said Nevada. But nope, $831 million. So what do you attribute that whole gambling thing to? Well, Pennsylvania has just 9 casinos operating, but 55% is the tax rate on slot machine gambling, so that makes up for it. Nevada only takes 8% from its 260 casinos, and the Pennsylvania casinos started offering the table games, too. So they're taxed at 16%. You do the math on that, and the tax is so high, and the reason the tax is so high is because they're trying to bring in tax money. That's the whole gaming law thing. So the Gaming Control Board was able to get away with it. So the slot machines have helped that state 55%. That's huge. But still below New York, they got 65%. West Virginia has a 57% tax on that sort of thing. Ooh, who knew? You never know what you're going to learn. Hang with us. Some more to come on this overnight highway here on America Tonight.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the
watering your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The things we're talking about in this overnight highway. Lots of room for that conversation at 800-259-5791. Hey, Kate Delaney, hanging out with you across this great nation. Talking about WikiLeaks and the doubt about the Afghanistan war with the secrets being released from the whistleblowing website and whether you think fair or foul. There's a lot of ways to look at that. And also a couple of other things we just were mentioning previously, including the Bush tax cuts and how ironic it is you have like the former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan saying, "Oh, it's ridiculous. You know, gotta now those tax cuts are bad. They're wrong. Whatever." And at the same in the same breath saying, "Oh, but it's going to really hurt the economy." So that you know that is the one thing. Thanks, Greenspan. He always does that too. Now it's like he says one thing and then also mentions, but this will be terrible, terrible for the economy. All right, let's check some of the headers, and then we're going to go to Tom in Texas and any of you who happen to want to throw out your two. If we look at the L.A. Daily News, of course, they're talking about the leak of the classified Afghan war documents on their front page. They're also talking about, this is the headline, full-face transplant Spaniard displays new look. And that's kind of an interesting story. What they're talking about is what the headline says, a full-face transplant. Can you imagine? Think of people who are go through burns and go through horrible things that have happened from childhood or weird accidents or whatever. So this Spanish guy had the first transplant. He was appearing before television cameras for the first time since the surgery. He thanked his doctors and the family of the donor. They won't say his whole name. He's just Oscar, 31-year-old guy. And he had some difficulty speaking because I happened to see a clip of this at the news conference, but I'll tell you, he did look pretty good. They lifted an entire face, so that includes a jaw, nose, cheekbones, muscles, teeth, eyelids, and then placed it sort of mask-like onto the face, what would be the structure, obviously. And he was a farmer who was unable to breathe or eat on his own, and this is what happened to him. He accidentally shot himself in the face 5 years ago. So this is big for him. He's able to drink liquids, all that stuff, kinds of stuff that he couldn't do before. So that was one of the big stories in the Daily News. They had the picture of what he looked like before and how he looks now. And then you had other things that included, Brittany Murphy's, because there's always going to be some celebrity thing, right? Brittany Murphy's mom denies mold played a role in the deaths. Because it wouldn't be Hollywood if there wasn't some controversy of a different sort, of a wild, crazy rumor. And that was the headline. So Murphy's mother and an attorney for the late actress for the estate talked about the fact that there wasn't a mold problem. The health department came to inspect the house for mold. And what they were trying to pin it on was that perhaps something was wrong with the mold in the house. Maybe that's why this girl died. Yeah, this girl was taking all kinds of pills and was so thin, she looked like Skeletor when she was walking around. It's a very sad, sad story. She made a couple of movies that got a little bit of buzz, like Clueless and Girl Interrupted and all that. 8 Mile. She was an 8 Mile. Maybe some of you saw that. And then she was the voice of Luann, which was probably netting her the most, on the comedy King of the Hill, if you ever watched King of the Hill. So it's sad that she died, but it's typical of Hollywood. There's always something crazy connected to somebody's death that has nothing to do with probably the way they really died. There's all the speculation. And the death, I think, that they speculate besides Marilyn Monroe over the most is Natalie Wood and what happened with her on the boat, and was there really a problem there? Was something with the Robert Wagner? I mean, they don't come out and say that, but they insinuate, I'm saying sometimes in the papers, that there was more to it, and that what happened with Christopher Walken as he was aboard the boat and she couldn't swim, and so what was going on? So that old one gets probably revived every, I don't know, 6-7 years or so. And it's at the point now, though, where some people wouldn't know who she is. So perhaps that's what happens. Then some of those rumors die off. All right, let me give you another one. This is a headline from the Boston Herald. And the Boston Herald is talking about Senator Kerry. And perhaps you might have heard this somewhere today, and if you didn't, let's give it to you fresh. The headline is John Kerry bails on taxing questions. And the gist of it is that Senator Kerry has been hounded about whether he is dodging state and local taxes on his $7 million sailing yacht. He didn't want to answer any of those questions, which means, there's smoke, there's fire. Get it? All right, that's it for the headers. Let's go to Tom in Texas. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing too bad. Did it rain up there today?
No, not a couple of drops, but nothing significant to speak of. It would be like a Florida shower that went away within 10 minutes.
Oh, well, it dropped from 95 to 75 here in about an hour. It was so good.
Ooh, wow.
No joke. Now, listen, that guy that shot himself in the face, somebody needs to tell him you're not supposed to look down the end of the tube.
That's right.
You know, point that in the other direction. But, you know, most of the stuff, you know, everybody's making a big deal out of the wiki stuff. And I've heard things that say that was very low-level stuff, and it was all already out there anyways, and there wasn't no big stroke. The thing I'm worried about, Kate, is that guy up there in Chicago, that mayor, Daley.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Feinstein and Pelosi and Boxer and Schumer, they're trying to turn over the the gun ban deal that the Supreme Court ruled on.
Right.
And I just got a notice about this, and it says if they can't turn it over, they're fixing to appeal to the World Court. And the World Court is all sentenced. The people that sit in the World Court are all enemies of the United States. They hate us. They don't like us because we have freedom. They don't like us because we reasonably get along with each other.
Right.
But, I mean, that's what I had to talk about. I just wondered if anybody else did. Did you hear anything about
that? Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. We knew that was going to happen in reaction to what happened with the Supreme Court. You knew, especially in Chicago, that they were going to challenge that. That's not a surprise. The mayor said that immediately, so you knew that. But the scary thing is does it have any legs? And I don't think so. I truly, truly think, which is why you probably got something in the mail or you got some email or whatever, I truly think that there's enough people that are defending the whole Second Amendment rights, that yes, there is a blowback on ultimately what's going to happen with guns and the worry over guns and all that stuff, but I don't think... Now, in Chicago, they may try to play some tricks, and people are running around hurrying and trying to get a permit so they can at least have a gun in their house in Chicago. But I don't think that spreads like a virus across the United States so much, particularly in areas where you have, like, concealed and carry, that we're going to see the fall of gun ownership. I don't think so. I hope not, because I the reversal of that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a big knee-jerk. Anyway, I got this in my NRA magazine. I'm a life member of that. I get a magazine every month.
Yeah.
They tell us about what's going on. But it said also that... you know, since the assault weapon ban was dropped, our crime has dropped 38%. And they say that the crime and the murders in Juarez are 70 times greater than they are in El Paso, which takes you just 5 minutes to get there. So you walk right across the bridge. I mean, it's just one of those things there. But
That's bad. It's bad. Hey, listen, I've told this story before, Tom. I used to live in El Paso, and you used to go back and forth over that Zaragoza Bridge. Now, boy, you couldn't pay me to step foot in Juarez unless I was heavily armed, like you like to say.
Heavily armed and easily agitated.
That's right. I just start firing. That's the only way, because it's that bad.
When me and my wife ran together, we used to go to El Paso a lot. We always went through there on our way west.
Sure.
We always went across the border to buy, you know, we like silver. We don't like gold and stuff like that. And we would always go over there and buy silver stuff. We bought our wedding rings over there and a couple of necklaces and things like that. But I'm like you. I wouldn't go over there anymore. It's way too dangerous, man. And those people have absolutely no regard for anybody. I don't think that their concern for anybody is worse than the concern that people have for each other in, like, Somalia or Bosnia, and life over there, I don't think, worth a nickel. You know, so...
I agree.
The only thing I was worried about is the World Court. And if they can get that World Court thing started where, it, like I said, it's all those senators and congressmen,
sure,
plus the UN on that small arms ban.
Sure.
And if they get that, I'm afraid we're all going to be hurting. And, you know, in Australia... To collect the guns there, they made it a felony, punishable by 20 years in the penitentiary.
I know.
If you did not turn in your weapons.
Yeah. I don't see that in our lifetime. I hope not anyway, and I think that's why the NRA, with the power, certainly there's power with the NRA, I think they'll keep pushing as much as they can on their end, and I don't believe that truly we'll see a reversal of the Second Amendment. I don't think so. I hope not anyway, Tom. Stay with us. Week in Count coming up next here on ATN.
So you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
DC is getting socked, not by the usual BS, but hundreds of thousands of people, they got no power. Electricity is like a commodity. Water restrictions almost for 2 million people. Wow. And this is because it's been so bloody hot in the Northeast. I mean, terrible, terrible weather, and they're starting to worry about brownouts and blackouts and all that sort of stuff. But we don't have to worry about it right now because obviously we've got power, we're juiced, and you're listening to us wherever you're listening to us, whether it's in the West or in the South or Southeast or the East or whatever. We know that you can get us, so we're glad you're locked and loaded here on ATN. Joining us now, one of my favorite people, Saul Albom, to talk a little finance with us. It was a big day in the market, stocks rallying big time, and the Dow Jones average added 100 points, or if you looked at percentage points, that's 1%. So that's a nice bump for a Monday, isn't it, Saul?
Yeah, absolutely. Housing numbers.
Look, he went away on the housing number. That's not good. Maybe CNBC was censoring him. They knew he was too good. So it's what he's saying. That is a good number when it comes to what's going on with housing. Remember I said you really have to look at what's going on there. The new home sales was probably the bright point. However, in reading as to what really bumped things up, FedEx's earnings and I guess the outlook overall gave the market that what they call that bounce or buoyancy. And so that was nice. It was nice to start the week that way, no question about it. I mean, in looking at FedEx, you know, we talk about this all the time. I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not advising anybody to listen to anything I have to say as far as specific stocks, except for to diversify. But as Saul was saying, the new home sales, that was huge. And also, like I mentioned, Saul, the whole FedEx earnings thing really gave a nice kick too. And somebody asked me this, well, why does the market rise so much to maybe one particular thing? And why is it about home sales, or why is it about what's going on with the euro? So what do you say to that?
Well, okay. So a lot of times you'll have data points come out and, of course the market will react, but a lot of times the market reacts and moves just like water reacts and moves. Because there's already things moving in the background. Okay, so today, actually, if you're going to look at data points, the Texas manufacturing report came out today, and it got crushed down about 20%. The housing market, I was just about to say, but we had some technical difficulties. Housing report came out. It was up 36%, but it was the lowest. It was coming up from the lowest that it's ever been from, since 1964.
Right.
It'd be like saying, well, the Dow's at 1,000 and then the Dow went to 1,500, the Dow's up 50%, right? So, effectively, housing market, was at, I guess about 240,000 home sales, and then it went up to about 300,000, so about 320. So that was a huge, jump. So really, sometimes the market on the short run just doesn't react rationally to the news that's just coming out. However, a lot of companies' earnings did come out today, and some were bad, but some were actually okay. It wasn't a total tragedy. So if anyone asks me, I would say it's just moving around, squishing around. It's like water moving around a bathtub. And the second is there were a few stocks that surprised earnings today. And Microsoft's going to probably offer a little bit of a dividend. That always makes everybody happy.
Yeah, and you know what? I know you and I have probably talked about this on the air before. Certainly off the air, we have talked about this ad nauseum to each other. But dividends are great. Dividends can be great when you've got money into some stock, because it's nice to get that little bit of chunk of money through a dividend. I always look for that when I'm poking around trying to find something that I think will, or, you know, have decent earnings. But the dividend kick can be terrific, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me go ahead and quote Mark Cuban on this one. And Mark Cuban is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, okay? And I'll never forget, he once wrote on his blog, said, stocks that don't pay dividends are like baseball cards. You just trade them back and forth. They don't give you anything. You're just trading with your buddies. Remember when you're about 9 years old, 8 years
right,
old, you had your baseball cards. My father had the Mickey Mantle baseball cards. The guys, Lou Gehrig. Yeah, they don't pay a dividend. Your equity is a baseball card. So what you want is an investment. The whole reason why you have investments are that they pay you cash. Okay, and the cash in hand. That's why people like bonds. So you're absolutely right, Kate. Having stocks that pay a little bit of a dividend here and there certainly add towards the yield. And so a lot of studies go out and say, a lot of professors that study this stuff full time say that a large part of, if you hold stocks, 50% of gains of good stock managers come from just the little 2 and 3 and 4 and 5% dividends themselves.
Yeah, so good advice, folks. Saul was right on target when he said that, and then quoting Cuban there to look for those dividends. How about this deal with the 1099s, I know a lot of people are nervous about this with the new regulations. It starts in 2012, and basically what it means is that any taxpayer with business income, let's say, where they have vendors that they get stuff from and whatnot, who they purchase more than $600 of goods or services, they have to issue these 1099 forms, and people are freaking out about this, Saul. They're talking about how they'll be affected by it, how much paperwork it is, how it's going to screw them up. Is this going to be really bad for small businesses?
Hell yeah, it's going to be bad. That means anybody, any vendor that you have to, that you do business with, you got to get their social security number or their tax ID number. Can you imagine if you're a multi, if, you know, all these, what happens if you're like someone's eating at your McDonald's and eats $600 worth of Big Macs? What, are you going to get their social security number and file out a 1099 and make sure they get it at the right address? This is exactly an example of what happens when you have people who've never made payroll and never run a business in charge of the Congress or in the executive branch. It absolutely makes me want to vomit. And all you small business owners out there, congratulations. Government now pouring more sand in your gears of commerce and killing more trees. It's just so they can get more tax revenue. It's just a bunch of...
I know what you're talking about. No, I loved your reaction because I think this is exactly the same thing. I know a ton of people this will affect in some very small businesses, and they're helping people, actually. So now what the IRS is saying is it's going to bring in about $2 billion a year in tax revenue. And, that, you know, they think it could even be more, but the pitfalls and how it will really screw up the small business people and the trail, the documentation, I mean, it's going to be nasty stuff.
Just remember that the federal government is a tool of large business to screw over small business. If you're rich, you're like George Soros or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, you're a socialist, okay? Not a communist. Right. You're a socialist because what the scariest thing to you is competition, is competition. So you always want to stop the little guy from coming up. As people like me, you, and Kate, and your listeners, from achieving and doing well, because we're their greatest competition. It's just federal government again pouring sand in the gears of everyone's life.
I'm gonna quote you on that. I love that. Hey, Saul, we're almost out of time, but that was some good stuff tonight. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Excellent. We'll talk about Japan's new hot odorless underwear item. That's real hot in Japan right now.
All right. I wrote that down. That's the next thing we're going to talk about. Thanks, Saul.
You got it. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. It's funny. I love his quote there. He's right about that. I know a lot of people that are furious, and I happened to be in a Western store today, earlier in the day, and there was a sign that said something about, are you happy, small businesses? This is called an abomination now at this point, but the 1099s are just going to be outrageous, and 600 is not a lot. And a lot of people hit that mark. That's why he was making that analogy to the person eating $600 worth of Big Macs. It's a mess. The 1099 thing is going to be a mess. And anyone who has a side job or anybody who's running just a small entrepreneurial kind of thing, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly. All right, coming up around the bend, we've got odds and ends because, hey, we've barely scratched the surface here in this hour of America tonight. There's some other things going on. We'll dive more into the whole WikiLeaks deal. Also, those storms that I mentioned, how bad it is in D.C. and in the Northeast in general. That and much more. So stay through with us.